Roth Radio, David Lee Roth. We getting the emails already, baby, all the way from Toronto, Canada, Phoenix, Arizona, Fort Myers, Florida, Woodbridge, New Jersey, Berlin, Germany, Sydney, Australia. Ooh, is she still dancing? Roth Radio, David Lee Roth. We're going to get started early on this one here. 866-313-3733. We're talking music. It's Tuesday. It's the beginning of the weekend. Looks like the Rolling Stones are rolling into Rio for free Copacabana Beach gig. Dig this. Roll over Bossa Nova. The Rolling Stones will be taking over Rio de Janeiro's famed Copacabana Beach Saturday for what promises to be a historic rock and roll extravaganza. One of the biggest crowds ever for a rock show. A huge stage is being constructed on the sand opposite the elegant Copacabana Palace Hotel. I've stayed there a number of times. Local media is gossiping about the VIP list. I would definitely go to this one. I could actually introduce this one in Portuguese. Falo suficiente português para falar com você, baby. They're looking like 10,000 police on duty, and they're going to play to over a million people. Dig this. They're even building a suite, a ramp that goes from the suite on the sixth floor of the Copacabana Palace Hotel that walks over to a seven-story high stage on the beach. That sounds like a beach party and a half, doesn't it? Yeah, baby.
Get up, baby. Swing on the guitar.
And there's a quote here. It says, is it better to have a $1 million rock show than to try and ease the misery that exists right next to the concert stage? Somebody wrote, but there's only one more thing that he also wrote. He says, I adore the Rolling Stones. This is going to be an unbelievable concert. I've played in Brazil. I've played a number of places in Brazil. I fell in love in Brazil. Oh, mas sobre este assunto depois. A little more about this subject afterwards. Animal, how are you this morning?
I'm fine this morning. D-Ro, how about yourself, man?
Smoking. Be young, smoking. Be bad. How are you, baby?
Doing good, buddy.
Okay, the Rolling Stones doing the big gig, but what the big news is this. Get ready. Rock Star 2, Van Halen, is reported to be the Rock Star 2 group. This is the band, this is the group, this is the show where they did the thing for In Excess last year. I believe that this is Dave Navarro is the host here, and there's that real pretty girl from ETV or whatever, Brooke whatever. And it goes like this. Citing unspecific sources, the site reports that Van Halen is in the market for a new lead singer, and the marketplace will be the upcoming reality show. If this sounds familiar, it's because last fall, MTV reported that Van Halen had been selected. Then, 2 days later, MTV corrected its story and said that the band flatly denies any involvement in the show. Well, this is typical Van Halen nonsense, but wait. Today, it says the group's reps are now singing a different tune. Van Halen publicist told them, I'm not denying it. I'm not going to answer any questions about it. So you know what they're doing. You know they're working behind the scenes here. I wonder what you think about that. 866-313-3733. I called the Van Halen right before I took this gig. And I said, guys, if you want to do the requisite 3-month world tour, I've got it. I got plenty of energy for this. Indeed, if they even call tomorrow. I love doing this gig. I love doing radio. I've been waiting to do this since I was 12 years old. It's like a no-brainer. The only amount of touring that Eddie could withstand would be 3 months, possibly 3 months and 4 days. Do the world tour. Get it out of everybody's craw. Make it to a point to where you can move into the future. And I'll meet you guys right back here at 5:45 like I promised you for the last 5 weeks. And have I been late once? No.
Oh, baby.
So what's happening here is it looks like Van Halen is actually going to do what In Excess did. They're going to sit and audition a number of singers. What is he going to sing? Is he going to sing Running with the Devil? Is he going to sing Ain't Talking About Love? What do you think, Animal? What's your take on this here?
Oh,
what's
man, that was a big brainer for me this morning, man. That mean anybody can rehearse for it? Is that what you're saying? Because I'm going to go try out, Danny. That's how it is, man, you know?
Well, you know all the words from working with me.
Of course. Yeah, I can do Jump, all of that. My favorite's California Girl. You know, I think I'll do that for him if I show up, man.
866-313-3733. Is this a genius move? Or is this socially retarded? What do you think, B-Young? B-Young, you've been playing guitar for a number of years. You know your way around the music business pretty well. What's your take on this, man? Go ahead.
Well, I just think after the Gary Cherone thing, I don't know how acceptable.
Okay, well, first describe who Gary Cherone is, because a lot of our listeners don't
know. After Sammy left, they got the guy from Extreme, who's a great singer, great guy, but he joined the band, they did an album, and didn't do too well. No one seemed to like it that much. I didn't like it that much.
I don't think anybody really bought into it. And then what'd they do? They went and they did another tour with Sam. And Sam the Sham. And I understand. How did that go, actually? Give us a call. 866-313-3733. Was it so difficult with Sam? I understand there was bitter acrimony. Hey, that's a good term. I've been watching Court TV again. Bitter and acrimonious disputes backstage. Hey, I had a few of those with Sam myself, but it didn't bust up the career. It didn't bust up the tour or whatever. What did you hear about it? Be young. What did you hear about what took place? Did you actually go see the show? Do you have friends who saw the show?
I saw one show. The LA show, and it wasn't too bad, but I'd heard other, you know, some of the other cities weren't so great, basically on Eddie's part.
What do you mean on Eddie's part? What was up?
Things like him turning his back to the audience and being just really drunk.
Yeah, he couldn't play the parts?
I don't know. Like, well,
that's what I've heard. Okay, I heard from a number of folks that they were screwing up, you know, a lot of the music and so forth. Because like you said a few days ago, Animal, you were wondering, how is it that I can do all the singing and still mobilize around stage? Well,
yeah,
it's because it's a life. It's not a job. It's not something that I do after school for 2 hours a week.
And I want to say you're very good at it.
Well, no, we've been playing all the way up until, when did we finish? Right before Christmas? We played in the month of November.
Yeah,
we played
Vegas.
We played Vegas, Florida.
We played Florida in December, I think. December.
We played a number of places. And we play the hell out of this stuff. But I think that probably the public might enjoy to see the reunion just as a kind of a closure. Because if you keep putting it off, then any kind of a musical project that they're going to do is pretty much doomed to failure. Do you agree or disagree? 866-313-3733. I know as an audience member, much less having been in the band, that until you get that kind of closure, how does anybody look with real eyes at anything that Eddie's going to put on a record? How would they look with real support with anything under the name Van Halen? You can't. It never developed into a closed project there. And everybody knows that I'm at the top of my game for my voice there. I call these guys once, twice a year, like it's clockwork, just like Easter comes around. And I got to wonder out loud if anybody's actually run into Eddie. Is he functional? No, seriously. Is he in the same neighborhood that Sly from Sly and the Family Stone?
Maybe.
is involved in? Seriously. It's the same kind of highway. I'm wondering if anybody has any kind of updates on that. Anybody who saw the last shows, because obviously everybody's going to come up to me and say only negative things. But what's going on in these guys' brains? We've been offered over $1 million per show. Guys, if you don't want the money, contribute it to my favorite children's charity. No punchline. There comes a point where there are so many dreams and so many people want to buy back their youth, even for a couple of hours, because that's what you get when you go to the Rolling Stones. That's what you get when you go to watch U2. That's what you'll get when you go to see any classic band who's been around for longer than 10 years. We sell you your youth. It's like a glass bowl. And with each soundtrack, here it comes, man. Here's the memories. There's the Polaroids. There's the allegations. There's the love affairs. There's the crashed car. Oop, never a good time to bring that up, baby. Whoa, look at the phones. And the phones make no bones about it, huh?
It's
okay.
Lit up, Dave.
Just start from the top there, Hutch. I told you we were going to kick this off early. Go ahead.
That's Rich, Dave.
Rich, you're on. Hit it.
Big Dave.
Go ahead, friend.
How you doing, brother?
Great.
Hey, if they put this show on TV, Dave, you should go there and audition in a costume.
This is a good idea. I'll put on my best tactical spandex. What kind of singers do you think are going to actually go for this? Is it going to be downtown with a crew cut and a nose bolt, or is somebody going to try and imitate me? What do you think, Rich?
Dave, I think there's going to be mass imitators. I think there's going to be people as bad as Gary Cherone, people as horrible as the rumor of Patti Smyth.
I got a question. Why would they do this? Aside from, you know, okay, there was a bitter and acrimonious split, and I've discovered all kinds of terrible things in the past, and you know what? So what? That's what. You put it behind you, okay? Life is real, real short. My first guest of my entire broadcasting career. Okay, 5 weeks ago. But my first guest of my entire broadcast career was Uncle Manny. He's 87 years old. Living testimony to get off your ass. Like the Buddhists say, live your life like your hair was on fire. What are they possibly thinking? This is a three-month, four-month odd scenario that delivers people who weren't even around for the Great Reunion or the Great Band when it actually happened. And it was an amazing band. When I celebrate Van Halen, I celebrate it really. I legitimately celebrate it here. And to deny that only dooms any project that they do to obscurity. Do you agree or disagree, Rich?
Dave, I agree with you 100%. Just back when you were together with Van Halen, I worked for a major concert promoter. Not that I know that you remember me, but I met you a couple times, and I just want everybody to know you were the gentleman's gentleman.
Thank you so much, Rich. Going to our next call here. Brian, he's calling up from Massachusetts, 866-313-3733. Talk to me, Brian. What's cooking this morning? Hit it.
Dave, I got to tell you, this is the worst news I've heard in a year.
What was the worst news a year ago?
I don't know what the worst... I'm speechless.
Yeah.
I'm the guy who called you about a month ago when you first got on the air. I had the 2-liter of soda habit.
I recollect you.
Yeah, I went to see a dietitian, my doctor. Everything's fine.
Yeah, I recollect this phone call, actually, yeah. And I remember saying that you had made a substitution there, and you were dicking around.
But my New Year's resolution was to reunite Van Halen.
Well,
everybody out here, Dave, I don't see, when you're in your position and Van Halen's in their position, when you guys don't, I'm not in touch with the fans. I'm sure you are. I know Eddie's not. Even the Sammy Hagar fans are like, Dave's got to come back. If Van Halen's going to do this, they got to do it with Dave. This world tour would be off the map.
We've been offered just base price over $1 million a drop. And like I say, if somebody says, well, that's not about the money, well, maybe it is about the money for someone else. Hey, if the bass player doesn't want his, give it to my favorite children's charity. Give it to the Police Athletic League. Give it to some of the hospitals where some of my soldiers are right now. You follow what I'm saying? There's a point where it becomes selfish. There's a point where you're denying your own family, your own community, and the very fans who have supported and carried you for all this time. Now, these last tours of Van Halen, these last albums, have been a prop-up job, okay?
Yeah, you remember they just recently went out with Sammy like a year ago? That was a disaster. People want to see that here in Worcester. And they're like, that was the worst show they've ever seen.
Well, it's kind of light rock is what it is. And Sam is a mediocre talent at best. And I'm wondering now what it is about the Van Halens that they continually surround themselves with mediocrity. I love to surround myself with individuals who are really well beyond my scope. The people that I go flying with are well beyond my scope. The people that I go kayaking with, the people that I work with behind the scenes here, like Hutch and so forth, technicians, etc., are well beyond my capacity. It makes me want to add up to something. When somebody surrounds themselves with mediocrity and a lot of flash and tinsel, it makes me question the person inside. What about you?
Exactly. Gene Simmons said it best. When Kiss got back together, he said, give the fans what they want. It's about the fans.
I think you do it occasionally. You don't do it all the time, okay?
Right.
But let's settle for once every 20 years.
Exactly. Let's make it happen. Man, this is horrible. This is like your parents are going to get back together, but oh, no, we're just kidding.
This is an interesting call. Thanks, Brian. We're going to go to Jersey, and I think there's somebody else with another idea. Abe, talk to me. You're on the spotlight. David Lee Roth, go ahead.
Hey, Dave, what's going on? Big fan, long-time fan.
Thank you.
Really, actually, since I was about 15, I've been wanting to talk to you, and this is a pleasure for me. A comment on the lead singers. They could, it can't hurt them right now, like last caller said. It started off good with Dave, and then Sammy fans are doing the same thing. That's when it really ended. I'd love to hear something new. They have no direction right now. This might give them some kind of direction.
So you're saying that it'll at least put them back in touch with the fans?
Honestly, it kind of seems like it's the end of the road and they have nowhere else to go. And they're stooping down to, okay, let's see if we can get somebody out there like that other band in, et cetera, whatever. I don't like the idea, but if this is where they have to go, it's the end of the road.
Yeah, I almost agree with you 100% here. The only part of me that doesn't agree is the part that has a little bit of hope and faith that there's something left of Eddie Van Halen's prefrontal brain lobe. That, in fact, there may be a difficulty here that's on par with what's happening with Sly and the Family Stone. Did you see that on the Grammys?
No, I didn't. I was working, unfortunately.
It was a disaster. It was chaos, and it was disrespectful to everybody else in that band. It was a band that contained the guys from Aerosmith. That was a band that contained everybody from the hip-hop nation. You name it. And he came out there and forgot the lyrics and couldn't sing the song and dissed everybody and wandered off, and the whole thing imploded. And I'm wondering if that same thing is going on with Eddie Van Halen, because these are socially retarded.
Well,
he's dooming his own project. He's dooming his own project. How far are you going to go with a novelty act, like a reality show? That's for guys who can't cut it. Let me demonstrate. What's the name of the NXS album with the new guy in it? Share that with us, if you would.
Go figure. I don't know.
Go figure is a great title,
anyway,
but it's not the title of the album.
No, I remember NXS Kick, that album. I even bought that one. It was a good album.
Okay, but
they got the new guy. I don't remember anything about him.
Of course, and you're not going to be able to do that because the chemistry of a band has to come out of a community. You got to grow up in the same neighborhood, whether it's Liverpool, England, or Pasadena, California, and you grow up with listening to the same DJs, the same records. You grow up knowing the same girlfriends. You grow up hating the same junior high school principal, and you grow up sharing the same automobile and getting it fixed at the same garage. And you cannot replace that chemistry. What you can do is once every 20 years get together and throw the most banginest barbecue, demonstrate a whole lot of class, and age beautifully. The Van Halens go from zero to hero in how many songs? Approximately 25 per show. You play for 3 months, and I'll see you again for breakfast at 6 o'clock. This is like brain dead simple. It's not rocket surgery. Do you agree or disagree?
Honest to God, I agree 100%, Dave. Listen, I gotta go to work. I'll see you tomorrow morning, brother.
God bless. Have a great day. 866-313-3733. Brian, you're looking at me quizzically here. What do you think, man? What do you think of what the callers are saying, huh?
I don't know. It's all different.
I agree with one of the callers, man, that you should go in and up there and do it, man. Because I didn't think of that myself. Like, why don't you go up there, Dave, and try out for this show and see what happened, man?
Well, that's a novelty act, okay? Dave Navarro does a great job of leading the way, but it's a novelty act, okay? That's more like the Gong Show, where you're watching to see people flub it. You're watching people blow up. You're not there to see incredible talent, especially when the guy who they're trying to replace isn't dead. In fact, the guy they're trying to replace is 30 feet tall on the side of the MPV building, even as we speak, baby.
David Lee Roth. Roth Radio på begynnelsen av morgenen. Sjokkerende stødig. You are listening to David Lee Roth. Roth Radio, first thing in the morning. Shockingly consistent.
Get up and
Hey, we're not kidding. Roth Radio, David Lee Roth, they really are going to do it, I think. It's the Rockstar Open Call schedule. They even just handed me the schedule. Austin, Texas is going to be auditioning March 1st. Boston, Mass, March 3rd. Atlanta, Georgia, March 6th. And it's open for Rockstar. They don't say who it's for, but I think it's for Van Halen. What do you guys think? 866-313-3733. Is this a good idea, or is this another brain-dead reassessment? Go ahead, Brian.
I have a question. If they're auditioning those auditions, those people got to know who they're auditioning for, so we'll have to find out sooner or later.
Oh, I imagine much sooner than later is that that's what's going to happen. I got to raise the issue here because I just finished reading the Rolling Stones here. Here's the showbiz news of the day. Roll over. The Rolling Stones will take over Rio de Janeiro's famed Copacabana Beach, and they're going to expect more than 1 million people to fill the beach area for a free concert. Dig that. They're going to need over 10,000 cops. They're going to be building a 7-story stage. That's rocket, man. That's amazing stuff. They should get me to introduce the band. Have you ever been to Rio de Janeiro, Animal?
Never been to Rio, Dave. That's one place I'm waiting to go, man.
Oh, it's completely smoking. It's the next after with a wave. You know, when we talk about the Latino nation, when we talk about the Hispanic nation, okay, Mexicans have arrived. Puerto Ricanos have arrived. Cubanos have arrived. Next up is going to be Brazil, baby.
Yeah. Give me some guitar right there. What's it? So, yeah. Brazil.
But the Van Halens have decided that they're probably, well, okay, this is rumor and innuendo so far, but if anybody's got the inside dope, I think this is probably the case because this has come up a couple of times. And I called the Van Halens and said, guys, if you want to do the requisite 3-4 month whatever, please. It's a no-brainer. I even talked with Hollander, you know, the guys, all the suits and everybody up at CBS, and said, listen, what's more obvious than you go do your 90-100 days and come back? I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning anyways, man. It's like this is the perfect gig for me. I love to be busy. It's the Van Halens who love to disappear. Now they're going to come back and do this. How will anybody look at their new project with any kind of respect in their eye? How do you look at a new project with virgin eyes when your expectations are for something else entirely? Keep in mind that INXS's singer is dead. That really was the last time I looked. Maybe somebody's going to call in with some new info there. He's young, he's hot, he's dead. It kind of makes sense that you would want to replace that guy. 866-313-3733. Just start at the top, Hutch. Who knows what's cooking, baby? David Lee Roth, you're talking Philly. Go ahead.
David Lee Roth, how you doing, brother?
Extraordinary, my friend. What's up?
All right, man. I'm a big Van Halen fan. I've seen it in every incarnation. You're the one. You were the best. This makes them lose every bit of credibility they ever had.
Why do you think it makes them lose credibility specifically? Go ahead, Ben.
Specifically because this is a farce, man. Who's going to replace you? I mean, the last tour with Sammy was just about the money. I mean, the music wasn't there, the soul wasn't there, the heart of the band's gone. I mean, and they're going to audition these guys, and I feel sorry for the singers auditioning. They're out there trying to make a living, think they hit the lottery getting with Van Halen, and they're basically going down the drain.
I think probably a lot of this television show is going to be just for the gong show element, I call it, to see who screws it up the most, to see who tries to imitate the most, or how do you expect anybody to even look at this kind of material without having gotten the big Christmas present that everybody wants? If you do the reunion for 3 months, then anything else that Eddie does, you look at it with fresh eyes, like with Clapton, okay? For years and decades, he labored under that thing. When are you going to do the Cream reunion? When are you going to do the Cream reunion? People would constantly hammer him about that. Finally, they do it. Now they can move on. But the Van Halens are hanging on to something retarded, sounds like to me. You agree, though, huh?
I agree 100%, Dave. You need to put together that super group again and get out on the road and rock it for all us true hard Roth fans.
Well, I think there's a lot of fans who weren't even around for those days as well. It was a seminal band. It created a hybrid kind of music and a hybrid kind of stage performance that engendered a whole lot of imitations. Thanks for calling, Ben, Roth Radio. I'm David Lee Roth. Let's talk to Jay. He's in Massachusetts. See what he thinks, brother. David Lee, you're on. Hit it.
Good morning, Dave. How you doing?
Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, you saw that last show with NXS. Did you see any of that?
I saw some of the auditions on the TV show, but I never saw the final one, the finalist, or actually the show at all. Go ahead. What's your take
you
on it?
You were asking, geez, why would Eddie want to do this? Did you see what those NXS guys were doing during that TV show?
What were they doing?
They were sitting on a couch. You got me?
Okay. You have a new day job.
You watch any footage of Dave, of Eddie with you, he spent a half of that show about 8 feet off the ground. You think he wants to do that anymore?
You know, that may well be it, is that once you sign up with Roth, as you can tell, 6 o'clock, boom, it goes off.
It's on, baby.
It's completely on. Whether you love it or you hate it, it's 110% right from 6 o'clock downbeat, boom, baby.
Think of how long, man. Since he got rid of you, or since you left, it's been like 22 years, right?
No, something like that. And you know what?
All he's been doing is making mediocre products since then. He doesn't want to try and put out that energy anymore.
I think that you may have hit the nail right on the head there, because it's a tremendous expense of energy, and you really have to make the commitment, because everybody knows how every note of every song goes. Everybody knows every lyric. You don't change the lyrics to My Country, 'Tis of Purple Mountains, buddy. No, and I think that in what you were talking about as well is that they're very sedentary, and I'm all about what's happening now, what's happening tomorrow. Let's celebrate the past. Let's do it all at once. You wake up at 6 and you go to bed at 6. Don't try and do the math. Thanks for calling. Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. Just move down the list, brother. See if we pick up somebody who's in support of this.
Let's talk to Paula.
Paula, you're on.
Let's get
the woman's point of view. How are you this morning, Paula?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Extraordinary. Where are you calling from, darling?
From Philadelphia.
I love it. Talk to us.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, give me Ed's number. I'll call him because I know the greatest singer for Van Halen. I'm talking to him.
Were you a Van Halen fan when you were young and full of vision and hope?
Of course. Who wasn't?
Okay, well, you sound like you're still young. So much for the vision and hope, but maybe.
You're the greatest, Dave. Everybody knows it. And let me just tell you, we've seen you all over the place. You always please. You always do the greatest shows. And they're just being ridiculous and stupid.
Why stupid? What do you think? Why was stupid, Paula?
You're right there. You're right there.
No.
They can't, you know, hey, get you back out in the front and just get on the road.
These bands never tour for more than 90 days. If you think about it, aggregate total of the total Rolling Stones worldwide thing can't possibly be more than summer vacation, which, if I'm not mistaken, starts June 15th at 3 o'clock and continues all the way up to Labor Day, unless you were a member of public schools, in which case you dragged it out, went to the beach until the middle of October. I don't recommend that. But realistically, it's all pivotal on summer vacation like you were in high school here. These bands never tour more than that. They got a whole lot of other life. They got families. They've got concubines. They've got kids. They got private school things to go to and functions, etc. So it all kind of ends when it starts getting a little bit chilly outside. This is perfectly amenable to me. As you can tell, I'm all about getting out of the sleeping bag early.
Absolutely.
You know, this is a no-brainer. I told him that it would be near impossible for me to wake up at 4 o'clock, and that way I added another zero to the price. In fact, I was already getting up at 3:45, and half the time I was staying up. As far as showing up and doing the homework, hey, my broadcast career is almost 5 weeks long. How am I doing? So what do you think, Paula? Are you going to watch the show if they actually do this?
Oh, gosh, I don't know if I can handle it. I don't know if I can handle the train wreck that's about to happen.
What kind of singers do you think are going to show up? Do you think there's even going to be any female singers? That might be an interesting...
You know what? You know, they're going to have to. They're going to have to bring out the girls and, the tight blouses and just to get guys to watch, because who is going to want to watch this?
Well, Van Halen is kind of an action figure, if you think about it. The band itself is like an action figure. I'm not sure I want to see G.I. Joe going through divorce proceedings.
You got that right. Exactly. Absolutely.
Thanks for calling, Paula. Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. Dial mic in. Philadelphia is lit up this morning. Go ahead. Hit it up, brother.
What's happening, man?
You sound like you're talking from an airplane. Where are you calling? You calling from Philly?
You know what? I have an earpiece. You want me to take it off?
Do your thing, man. Whatever you want to do. Take your time.
Listen, why don't you get your own reunion back with Steve Vai and Billy Sheen and Greg Bissonette?
I think that nobody is going to pay any real respectful attention to anything that any of us do musically 110% until the reunion is out of the way, because all of us are still alive. This is a band that, when I read the Rolling Stones and it says, yeah, they were going to play a million people at Rio de Janeiro, and I was going to go, damn, I'm jealous. The most I've ever played to was 325,000. That's a hell of a privilege to have been a part of an organization like that, and that that kind of an organization was so lucky to have so many fans like yourselves listening now. You gotta deliver the goods. You gotta deliver the groceries at least once every two decades, or everything else that you do, like a big baby, and I'm a biggest baby of all in the audience that says, I want what I want for Christmas. You give me that bicycle, and then I will wear your sweater.
You're witty, man. You are very witty. Listen, I called to tell you that you asked, like, where Eddie Van Halen's living.
Is he in Los Angeles still? Are these guys still wandering around Los Angeles?
I think he still lives in Los Angeles, but there's a lot of rumors he's living in Bucks County, right outside of Philadelphia.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so, friend. I'm sure
people still see him in L.A.
And people still see Elvis downstairs at the commissary.
It's actually, a lot of Philadelphia radio's been talking about it too, and I live pretty close to that area. And he met a woman at the Wachovia Center in Philadelphia at the Van Halen show with Sammy Hagar. And it's a big-time rumor here in Bucks County.
Hey, you know what? If it's true, God bless. At least he's ambulatory. Thanks for calling. Roth Radio. We'll be back right after these very important few syllables.
David Lee Roth, weekday mornings.
David Lee Roth へようこそ。勝利の笑いの禅と芸術。
Welcome to David Lee Roth, Zen and the Art of Laughing Last.
Radio, David Lee Roth, talking about the Van Halen reunion that isn't going to take place here. Talk to me number 13 there one time, Hutch. 866-313-3733. D-Row, Large, go ahead.
Hey, Dave, it's Gunner.
Go ahead, Gunner. What are you thinking?
Hey, man, you know, I'm like the same age as you. I've been around since Van Halen come out, man, and Eddie Van Halen has never, ever done anything for me, man. His guitar work is nothing but fast. You got to be young, stick with him, make some real money, make some real music, and you should just let Van Halen go by the wayside, man. They were never nothing without you. They'll never be nothing again. They're shot, man.
Thanks for calling. A little guitar from B. Young right this minute. Go ahead, baby. Swing it. Roth Radio, Dave Lee Roth. What's up, Bion? What are you saying?
I was a little bummed out on that guy saying he never got anything out of Eddie's playing. I mean, come on.
No, he's having an emotional issue just like I am. Yeah. What's happening is that, yeah, bands move on. Yeah, music goes past where we found it. But the Van Halen band was interrupted in the middle of its youth for 19 different reasons, just like Jimi Hendrix was. And whenever you say Jimi Hendrix, you think of Jimi in the Sergeant Pepper jacket with the big haircut and the scarves and everything, because he never got older. He never aged like the rest of us. He was never mortal in that point. And Van Halen is the same way. Now, if the band was truly just rockers with walkers, and all it was we would limp out there and gamely sort of give an impression of the way we sort of remember the way it was, then I would be the first to say, no, man, I already got a great gig here. Yeah. But I will tell you, I have half an album's worth of demos that I did with the guys, I don't know, maybe 3-4 years ago, whatever, the second Phelan of Van Halen, the second failed reunion, whatever, and the music just snaps. It's amazing stuff. Sounds like it's right off the first album. Young, skinny, desperate man in search of desperate fortune, babe. Amazing stuff. And in terms of being on top of the game, come on. What people want is a little bit of their youth back. And when you deliver that to them, then any number of musical projects that anybody goes after, myself, Eddie, that gets all of the respect and all the credit that it would otherwise, okay? But until that reunion, that closure takes place, I'm absolutely convinced that the public is going to deny any major giant size touring, any major giant size record sales, and these poor guys are going to be sitting on a couch with Dave Navarro talking to them like they're game show contestants, and they're not. They're not a backup band. They're not a backup band looking to audition for some faceless new singer. Some faceless new singer needs to find some new faceless band and go ahead and make their own bones. Or you knock out the reunion, it takes 3 months. I'm back at work here, The Voice Large coming out of New York City, and Eddie Van Halen can do anything he wants, and everybody will salute. That's what I think. Feel free to disagree. 866-313-3733. Jody, go ahead.
This is it, man. Dave, you're the man, but this is the final nail in the coffin for a once great band. I can't even believe that they're considering this. That's why Van Halen fans for the last 20 years have gone out to see David Lee Roth every summer to catch that vibe, because you still put it out there for us, bro.
And I've got the helicopter to prove it.
Absolutely.
No, it's been a blast touring.
I caught you last summer. You know, I went to see the 04 tour with Van Halen just to see Eddie play once. I'm 35 years old. I never got to see you guys when you were banging around in the 80s. I went to see Eddie play. You know, I was impressed with him, but the band, you know, that's why we go see David Lee Roth every summer. You still bring it, bro.
Thank you. I always believe that it's 90% the singer and 90% the guitar player. Don't do it on paper, but it works out perfectly on stage. I'm wondering if Eddie Van Halen has a struggle with that. I love being a member of a team. I don't care if it's a rock band or an EMT ambulance ride in the hood on 2 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, and I've done a lot of both. Love them equally. Love the uniform. Right now, I'm wearing my best tactical spandex. Don't look.
I think bringing it for us, buddy. You're the only part of Van Halen we got left.
Thanks so much. Let's talk to Vicky. She's disappointed. Vicky, you're in Roth Radio. You're talking to David Lee. David Lee Roth.
David,
go ahead.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And to you, Vicky.
Nobody said that to you yet.
No, nobody I bothered listening to. Go ahead, sweetheart.
This is the thrill of my day. But you know, how many more times do Van Halen fans have to be disappointed? My husband and I are big fans, and we went to that Gary Cherone show, and it was horrible. I just can't even express that enough, and we felt like we wasted our money.
Big
letdown.
What would you think of this idea, Vicky? If you do the reunion, again, it only is going to last 100 days. The guys only have the energy for something like that, all right? You do that tour, and then anything else of his solo projects, Eddie Van Halen plays with so-and-so. Eddie Van Halen does a Carlos Santana record with 35 other vocalists singing the thing. Everybody's going to salute that. Everybody will celebrate that, because the audience, and I'm a card-carrying member, is like a great big baby on Christmas. I want the present I told you about, and when you give me that present, then I'm going to do anything you want, Mommy. Is that pretty much on the mark?
Yeah, you know, I have a lot of issues with this, but my other point that I wanted to make was, you know, all these so-called reality shows, especially these contests like American Idol, I feel like they're disintegrating, and I'm afraid that that's what will happen with this show. It's more people that just want to get their moment of fame, and it's not really about talent.
It's so impossible. There's a Freudian slip for you. It's not impossible, but damn near impossible. When you create a rock band, again, that has grown up in the same neighborhood, listening to the same radio stations, trading the same records, knowing the same girlfriends, going to the same schools, that's irreplaceable chemistry. That's why all of your best bands, and Van Halen was a band, I was a singer in a band, okay? The bands always come from the same neighborhood. The Beatles from Liverpool, okay? The Black Sabbath, Birmingham, okay? Lynyrd Skynyrd, wherever that was. No, the list is long, and it's always the same routine, because the chemistry isn't just the music coming out of the stereo you were listening to. It's what you were eating for breakfast. It's the cartoon commercials you watched as a kid. We saw all of that together, so there's a mutual language that comes out in the music and the stagecraft. Am I making any sense here?
Yes, you totally are. I completely agree. I mean, that's everybody's, you know, reaching back to their past, and anything that they try to put in place instead of the actual past is just going to be a disappointment.
Well, also, you know, you have an ethical thing here. We had the ethics columnist from the Times in here just recently, and I asked about truth in advertising when you name a band and the members have changed. If you have four wheels on the car and one of them gets stolen, how far does your car go? If you put another tire in its place and it's the wrong size, how far does your car go and what does it sound like when it goes there?
Right.
And what do people do when you drive by? Do they salute?
No.
Precisely. I think this is like a no-brainer, and I sense that you agree with me, Vicki.
Yes, I do. And if they're looking for talent, why don't they look to you? I just don't get it.
Oh, there's that usual divorce nonsense of you said that I said that you owe me $20 and I owe you $30, and who cares? Hey, there's a greater issue here. Life is way, way, way short, man. And if the money is not the option for somebody, because you're always going to hear that from somebody in the band. It's not about the money, man. Well, why are you still making records? Well, it's not about the money, man. Really, how do you put gas in that Mercedes? Well, it's not about the money, man. Oh, your kid goes to school for free? Well, it's not about the money, man. Yeah, I know that little groupie you're hanging out with. She hangs out for free, right?
I'm in it for the thrill. You know, you only go around this world once, and people want that thrill again.
Well, I agree with you. And again, we sell you your youth. How valuable is that? Here, I practice saying the word inestimable.
Get up, baby.
We're getting emails. Istanbul, Turkey, North Carolina, Dublin, Ireland, Menasha, Wisconsin, Adelaide, Australia. Everybody's on the phones here. Big news. 866-313-3733. DavidLeeRoth.com. Internet, we're the bomb. All worldwide, from sea to shining sea. You want to take one more?
Sure.
Animal, what are you thinking about all of this as you hear this go by? Because you're not necessarily a rock fan.
Go ahead. You know, I'm just very disappointed and stuff, man. I don't know what the problem is. I don't know if he think he can travel with you or whatever. All they got to do is build a wall. We don't have to see him until we go on stage, actually, you know, because you definitely know your part. You don't even have to rehearse with him, you know, just show up.
Just make it the song list.
Yeah, just make the list, and we there, man. It's done. He go his way. We go ours. We show up at the show. We do it. You know, hey, how group, like we did the Hagar, how group to build a wall between us or something, man. You know, because, you know, like when Hagar went out with him, I'm pretty sure he talked about us, man. You know, I'm pretty sure he did that. And
Brian, we've been playing together for years, right? We've toured the world together. Half of these places from the emails and stuff like this, we've actually played, okay? How many rehearsals in the last, let's say, 5 years have I actually had to attend before we do a great show? How many?
Are you talking about where you actually rehearsed?
Yes.
Zero? Dave shows up to rehearsal and then basically directs us through a few parts and then says, see you next week. And we rehearse all week, and Dave comes back and walks in and sings. The first time I ever played through all the songs with you was in front of 30,000 people. In fact, I didn't even know if I was allowed to stand next to you or not.
No backup bands here. Don't go away. We're going to tune it up.
David Lee Roth in the mornings.